huge East Coast storm.
It's the same way you'd prepare for a natural disaster or Armageddon.
Airlines cancel flights.
This is bad. This is as bad as I've ever seen it.
Life in prison for an Oklahoma cop.
This is about the victimization of women.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Here it comes, beginning its march up the eastern seaboard, a major winter storm that forecasters say could turn out to be among the 10 worst of all time. There's rain, freezing rain and snow, now stretching from the deep south into Virginia. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is getting her city ready for what could be more than 2 feet of snow.
I've lived in D.C. most of my life, and I don't know that I have lived through a forecast like this.
Airlines have already canceled more than 2,000 flights as the storm gathers strength. Blizzard conditions are expected. WTOP Radio's Dennis Foley begins our coverage at Reagan National Airport.
Visits to Washington are being cut short, all because of a blizzard coming to the nation's capital.
I'm actually looking forward to going back home. Love D.C. Nothing bad about D.C. I love D.C., but I want to go back home.
Los Angeles is home for Lupe Cuellar. Dan Smith is going home to Illinois. Is that better than being in Washington for the storm?
Oh, absolutely.
And Allison Hottinger is going to Little Rock. Hottinger likes her chances of making it to her destination, but what about those flying later?
Good luck. Good luck.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. The public transit system will shut down tonight. That's rare, including buses and trains, whether they're above ground or subways, closed for the entire weekend. The last time the transit system shut down completely was more than 3 years ago.
I'm Jim Crisul in the mountains of Western Virginia. With upwards of 2 feet of snow and very strong winds possible, electricity will be disruptive. Teresa Hall is with Appalachian Power.
Our concern is that we are going to see a significant number of outages from this storm. So what we're asking is that our customers be extremely patient with us.
Appalachian Power, which serves about a million customers in Virginia, West Virginia, and Tennessee, has brought in hundreds of extra utility crews.
The storm will be a factor right through the weekend. 18 inches of snow forecast for Philadelphia, about a foot in New York City. Fallout from the water crisis in Flint, Michigan has claimed a top federal official. Susan Hedman, head of the Environmental Protection Agency's Chicago office with jurisdiction over that area, is resigning. CBS's Adriana Diaz is in Flint.
EPA had someone in its agency who said there's something wrong with the water in Flint. We need to do something about it or sound the alarm. And the woman who resigned didn't push that forward, instead told her subordinate to stay quiet.
A week and a half before the Iowa caucuses, a new poll gives Donald Trump an 11-point edge over Ted Cruz there and Bernie Sanders an 8-point margin over Hillary Clinton. CBS's Nancy Cordes is covering the Democrats.
Because of those numbers, the Clinton camp is throwing everything they've got at Sanders, looking to see what sticks. They're hitting him for his views on diplomacy, on health care.
It raises concerns because sometimes it can sound like he hasn't really thought it through.
Part of the problem, the Clinton camp argues, is that Iowa Democrats are looking for the same kind of thrill they got in 2008 when Barack Obama swept in and stole their hearts. Sanders may be 74, but he's the closest thing to a fresh face this time around.
Well, CBS's Major Garrett says a conservative publication, the National Review, has urged Republicans to rally against Trump.
Late last night, Donald Trump dismissed National Review as a dead paper not very many people read anymore. He said even more on Twitter, but because Twitter never forgets, it was there last April Trump called National Review a true conservative voice that needed to be saved.
In Oklahoma City, a former cop convicted of raping women on his beat in a low-income neighborhood has been sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. The jury gave Daniel Holtzclaw 263 years, and the judge agreed. His attorney plans to appeal. Jenny Liggins' complaint was the trigger for the investigation into the officer.
Thank everybody that supported me. Thank everybody that came out, because I know I couldn't have did this alone without you guys' help.
Some of Holtzclaw's victims have filed civil lawsuits against him. A grand jury outside Atlanta has indicted a police officer on murder charges in the fatal shooting of an unarmed naked man last year. The victim's mother says the indictment is a step toward justice.
When you decide to do something, if it's not right, there are consequences, and you have to be held accountable for it.
The lawyer for Officer Robert Olson calls the indictment disappointing. In an eye-opening change in tactics, the FBI has acted the part of web pornographer to catch child porn suspects. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Last year, the FBI seized Playpen, a huge child porn site on the dark web that could only be accessed through software designed to hide users' names. Instead of shutting it down, agents with a warrant quietly kept it running on a government server in Virginia for about 2 weeks, infecting users' computers with malware to identify them. This secret operation, first reported by Vice Motherboard, netted some 1,300 true IP addresses. Reportedly, 137 people so far have been charged. Steve?
The TSA says it found a record 2,653 guns at airport checkpoints last year. That's a 20% jump over 2014. Overseas, a new migrant tragedy in Europe. CBS's Larry Miller at the Foreign Desk in London.
Two separate wooden boats filled with migrants trying to reach Greece sank in the Aegean Sea overnight. The Greek Coast Guard says many of those who drowned were children. More than 40 people managed to swim to shore. A search and rescue operation is underway. Yesterday, at least 12 migrants, including children, drowned off the Turkish coast.
North Korea says it's arrested a Virginia college student for what it says are acts against the state. CBS's Seth Doan.
The North Korean state media said today that the UVA undergraduate was arrested while perpetrating a hostile act against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea after entering it under the guise of tourist, and that he was under the manipulation of the U.S. government. Otto Frederick Warmbier was in North Korea for a five-day trip earlier this month and was detained at Pyongyang's airport ahead of a flight back to China.
SAT exams in China and Macau set for tomorrow have been canceled, and answers got out. Some students may have had access to them. Tomorrow's the last day the current version of the SAT will be used here in the U.S. and other countries. A new revamped test will be out in March. 71,000 Britax infant car seats are being recalled. The seat handles can develop cracks. Before too long, pitchers and catchers will report to big league camps in Florida and Arizona. CBS's Jim Shenavy has more on some off-season moves.
Major League Baseball plans to tweak the rules regarding the use of instant replay for the upcoming season, expanding its use to help umpires in placing base runners when balls go out of play. Under the new rules announced after yesterday's owners' meetings in Florida, video review can be used on overthrows into the seats and in cases of fan interference. League officials and the Players Association are still negotiating on possible rule changes designed to protect infielders at second base from on-rushing base runners. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
The first American skier to win an Olympic downhill gold medal has died. Bill Johnson, who surprised the world at the 1984 Games in Sarajevo, was 55. He suffered a traumatic brain injury in 2001. His health had been in decline for years. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.